Fine, I'm going to get you a sick of Chal Vakim. So we mentioned last time that Chal Vakim is a Gzei Darabanan. What's the time Gzei Darabanan? Gzei Darabanan. Why is that Deraisa with such a Mahakam? And the reason why it's not going to be Deraisa is because the Deraisa is going to be, Mimimini is going to be Batal. And therefore, Midraisa is going to be Batal. It's only you can have a rave. It's only going to be Midrabanan. Because the best one will be Batal. The second Mahakasura, Apele Chazanish, that the reason why it's only Darabanan is because it's a Chash, and it's not going to be Batal, it's not going to be Miminoi. Tami Chav Tar is not going to be Miminoi. That's to be said, it will not be Batal. Just the chances and the Chashash that they did it are very, very small. It's a Vaiter Chash, and being that it's a Vaiter Chash, so therefore it's only going to be awesome Darabanan, it's not going to be awesome Midraisa. Now the Pichados was in Chadish that the whole word of Chal Vakim we said is a little different than the other Gzeiros. As Pas Akim is and Bishl Akim were Maisa Bishls, that's going to be Yasser. Gzeir Chal Vakim is just a Gzeir, a practical Gzeir, that maybe go ahead and mix Davar Tamei. Let's say there is no Chashash that they're going to mix Davar Tamei. Pichados discusses two reasons why there wouldn't be any Chashash that there would be Davar Tamei. One is that there aren't any Davar Tamei in the city. It's not around. Over it doesn't take Davar Tamei and take camel milk or some other milk in order to go ahead and mix it in. But if there's no camels in the city and there's no chashash Davar Tamei in the city, it's like the Bichadas Bichai Gavna where we don't have any chashash like that. So then there is no gzeira and it's going to be mutter. Void, even if it is a Chal Vakim in the city, but if it's something which is moyus, or if it's more expensive, so what are they gaining from putting Chal Vakim? Chal Vakim is cheaper. So why in the world are you taking the Chal Vakim? So, Bichay Gavna Zak the Pri Chadash, that there would not be any Chashash, and there would be no Isser of Chal Vakim in that type of situation. The Lada Musa Khanma Khilik and the Bichadash. The two main reasons why the Bichalik is. One is that even though there's no Davar Tamei in the city, but there still it could be a very far off chance. It could be a very small chance. It makes it no Davar Tamei in the city makes it very, very not probable. It's a very, very small chance that it's 0% Lav Dafka. It's just a very, very very chash. So it could be the Bishadas that they answer if there's any episode sadim is very far outside. Still, you know, that's Nukla in the Gzeira, and it's still going to be also Kachsadis. I'm going to come here for a second. That's one reason to be Chalak on the Pichadash. The second reason to be Chalak on the Pichadash is the Chassam Sofer. That the Chassam Sofer says that in the Chalam, maybe the once Chazal asked it, they gave something during what's called Chav Yisrael, what's not called Chav Yisrael. Once Chazal asked that, even though now you have a situation where there is no chash, but once you have the Gedarim, which Chazal answered, so it doesn't make a difference now the fact that there is no chash anymore. It's a Tekonis Chazal, they asked it by Midian, and this is the answer. Anytime it's called Chal Vakim, unless it's in Chal Yisrael, it does not give me mutter. And in as much as there is no Chal Yisrael here, or just it's Akim doing it, but just the Yisrael Davar is that you have a cheshbon, there's no Davar Tamei in the city, so therefore the Maaseh is going to be Aser. They asked it, why? Because it's Sash Davar Tamei. They gave us a Gedarim, this goes in Gedar Chav Yisrael. You have Yisrael sing it, and Davar Tamei Android may be watching outside, that blives Chav Yisrael, but once you're not that, even though maybe I have a cheshbon, why? Now they wouldn't go ahead and do it. But the Maisa, that's Chal Vakim, and therefore it's going to be us. And the Chassam Sofer is the famous line that Mumana Shach, either the Pri Chadash is wrong, and it's like, I'm right, it's Gzeiros Chazal, and therefore it's going to be us, and the fact that there's no Davar Tamei is not going to make any difference, and therefore it's going to be us, and it's Chal Vakim. Even if the Pri Chadash is right, but the Maisa, and the end of the Israel should be a matter, but the Maisa of the Minna Kaisel is not like that. I mean, the Minna Kaisel is not like that, therefore, Minna gets a din of a neder, And being that you know your dad gets a din of neder, and he says a neder is more chomer, if it's a din of a neder, we even more chomer. Because it's even more chomer because as a din of a deraisa, chalavak is going to have a darbonin. Now there we see a din of deraisa not to be noivak to be chadash, then it gets a din of deraisa, and therefore it's going to be even more chomer.
They didn't have animal head places,
but
they didn't have any.
Yeah, still gonna cry. So they machmir. What's being right from the Rashi by Gvina? Rashi says that we're making Gvina that there's gonna be a tzitzuche chalav. So. Places this in Rashi, like why in the world would a person put in chalav tamei to make cheese when chalav tamei doesn't make good cheese? Why in the world would somebody do such a thing? He's a shaita, they go in and do such a thing. And why is he mixing in chalav tamei when he's going to make cheese? It's not something mistava, which somebody would do when it's can I get a seichel? So you know for sure a person would do such a thing. I don't mind, it's not going to be the gzeira over here. So it doesn't say, so what's in Rashi? And Achlami, there is zero chance that he mixed chalav tamei in to make cheese, but once has the same chalav akum, it's awesome. And there's, even though we know that if he's making cheese out of it, there is no chalav akum over here. But once has the same chalav akum, that's something. That's something which is going to be aser. And being that's chalav akum, it's something that's going to be aser. Therefore, the fact that there is no tzad that the mix. Chalav tamei, and that's something we don't care about, and it's awesome. Chazanish Mem Alav Dalid, he's the star of the Pri Chadash, he uses the Pri Chadash to he says, if you have government run, Pekuach Mamshala, on the Chadash, shouldn't be my Rav Darva Tamei. So he says, it's like if you have the government doing it, so then you know it's like there's no, like, Ein Darva Tamei Idrei. And he's the star of the Pri Chadash to say that it works, and he's a sakis to the shittas of the Pri Chadash. Akvanam, most of Klai Yisrael is like... It is Pri Chadash. We know.
So he goes to the Pri Chadash?
He's going to Pri Chadash. So basically, it's called... We know that there is no... That's okay. In fact, they have a government that's like... that takes care of the issues. And therefore, the Chadash goes ahead and says, like, the Pri Chadash. Now, in terms of the Chadash, how like this or not...
The Chadash is not there,
Chalstam? Yeah, but even if they told the Nusra Ramesha. The Chadash is going with the Pri Chadash. That's his going.
Why is it with the Pri Chadash? Why do you need the Pri Chadash? Why is he coming on to the Pri Chadash?
He's coming to, because we'll get to this in a second. The Chadash is going, the Heter is, being that now it's like the Pri Chadash, there's no Davar Tamei around, therefore, sorry, just because it's no Davar Tamei around, the fact that there's snap inspections of the government that makes it that whatever. So Shevelay brings down Chesn and Tess. He says the Chaznish went with the Pri Chadash, not like the Chesam Sofer. He says like before the Chaznish did it, he said he discussed it with them. He told him that Chazanish needs a very big chiddush to go to Pri Chadash, not like the Chesam Sofer, and not like the Melech, and Chazanish wrote it anyhow. Like upon him, but again, whether the Chazanish, so the Chazanish seems to be saying that regular Chalas Tam would be mutter. Now, there are all sorts of different neschoys about the Chazanish in terms of what exactly he held. Chalkis Yaakov brings down, I think it's Beis Lamed Hei, brings down that somebody, I think it was a Moshe Soloveitchik, went to the Chazanish and said, I heard you about their Chalas Tam. So he said, something to say about me that matter is this. And said he never said such a thing, never meant such a thing, and didn't mean to.
He wrote it,
so how am I, what are you saying? He just meant that he wrote it for Torah Sugya. Not that he wrote it, but he said it for Sugya. That there. The Arches Avinu, page 9, Zayin of Yechid. Again, we'll be the Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Amar Tachamim Yach. First, the Chazan Shet Tachamim Shui Machmer. Tachamim Shui Machmer. Too many Shiva same Shans with Pat and Milk. It's very hard to get regular milk. And the Chazan Shui Mekel. Maybe he's only making for Shasat Chak, Cholim. To me, Yeshivas are need to Cholim. Therefore, for the Brias, they need it. There's a Maisa Chesed with the visit of Bachu, the second Panovich, and he was sick, and he didn't want to drink the milk in the Yeshiva. He had powdered milk, and Chesed told him that he has to drink it. The Bachu said he could get fresh milk. Chesed said that, you know, Kozman, you're sick, you should take the Chalav Akum, and then after, worry about it. But Moshe Sternbach, in the olden days? Yeah. When I was, I'm saying, yeah. Sternbach, what brings down that the Chaznish also was only, there was a point the Chaznish had a churma on the Shechitah. The Shechitah is not, it was beginning the coming of the Medina. He said, the Shechitah is no good, he asked for the fish.
It's good.
And basically, there's nothing to eat, right? You can't eat meat, they can't eat fish. So, there's a Shasuk HaKadol, there's nothing to eat. So, he's Mikkel on the milk. But, you know, in a regular situation, they want to say the Chaznish never or really meant to say it. You know, that's what they, you know, that's what they want to say.
Where are they getting that from?
What do you say?
Why? How did they come up with it?
Yeah, the Chaznish. Now, Moshe has a tshuva. I'm going to get you a call of Stamaita. You have to have, there's no such thing as Kalavakim. Kalavakim is straight, right? So Moshe has a tshuva coming with a whole different approach. We're not going with the Prichadash. We're not going to be Chadash, ain't double term is not going to be enough. You have to have, in order to be Chav Yisrael, it has to be Chav Yisrael, you have to have a Jew there, and you have to have a Jew there. Moshe comes along and says, the Chiddush, the Abshad is that Chav Yisrael, the Abshad is that there's something called, if you know, if you have idea that there is no Chal of Tami here, so Anan Sadi is like Edus, and being that we have Anan Sadi and a Briris that there is no Chol of Tami mixed in, so Avada, you need Chol of Yisrael. We're not going to pre-Chadash. The fact that there's no Chol of Tami, there's no Chol of Tami Bidre is not enough because, later, it's not 100%. Over here, being we have a non Sadi, that the government checks. Therefore, it's like Eidus, and it's being that it has a din of Eidus that blames Chol of Yisrael. It's killed like your soul has a Yediyah. Yediyah has a din of Eidus, and being that Yediyah has a din of Eidus, therefore, that's called that we know, and therefore it has a din of Yisrael. It says Yidia Brua Kiriya Mamish. So Yidia Brua is Kiriya Mamish. Brings right from Aedis Mama like that. Dasing Rari Vamis. By Tfilas Ger. It's an Ansad. You find a lot of places. Edikum Kedushin also. The only way the Yichud. And we're saying Yidia Kedibia. And therefore, an Ansad has a din of Aedis. And bring that Anansadi has a din of Eidus. Anansadi has a din of Eidus. So, therefore, that's Chol of Yisrael. There's a two reasons.
It's not Chol of Stam. It's better.
Chol of Stam is. Chol of Stam is no something. There's no like.
There's
no in between? Yeah, it's made from an analogy. It has to be Chol of Yisrael. Zakta Prichadash, but that's called no one around. There's no Gzeira, Mutter, right? Zero. Zakta Chazinish, Prichadash. Now, there's a malachim, we don't like Prichadash, why? The Asard, unless it's Chol V'Yisrael. We're mentioning, this is Chol V'Yisrael, you have Eidus. We know 100%. The same way I can testify by seeing something with my eyes, I can testify by having the correct knowledge and
the correct knowledge and the correct knowledge.
And it's definitely better to go ahead and be machmer. He says, his tshuva, one of tshuva is about a yeshiva. He says, yeshiva should be machmer. When,
why?
Because, whatever, it's...
Why? It's called
The sugya is a real thing. Came to Eretz Yisrael. So when he came, so I went with a friend of mine, you know, to, he did Sham Shamisha and, you know, Rav for many years. So we went to Mikal, you know, just schmoozed there. We schmoozed in a couple hours. Very interesting you know, telling us all sorts of stories and all sorts of Hanhagas or Moshe himself, you know, through his life. So you gotta tell us, we gotta ask them that they said Moshe finished Shas 400 times, right? So if you make a cheshbon, if you finish Shas 400 times, so let's say start from the time he's 20, he lives at 95, how many bat have to do a day?
No,
it's like 70, 80 bat a day. So like, Rabbi, did he really do that? So he said, I don't know. I don't know, I can't tell you the numbers. No, it's exactly an exaggerated device. He said, do you have the Ovda? The Moshe came to my house for Shabbos. And he started Abed Azara Dav Peiz, and by Shal Shuddis, he made a seal. Abed Azara. So, do you have the Ovda? That's it to say. So, he doesn't know the amount of numbers, or this and that, you know. What I say? Yeah. Avada wasn't the tzura Moshe learned, just like whatever. It's not the tzura he learned. Avada, if you look at the you know, the dibris as being raven, whatever. But the two types of star, like Kivager says, you have to be able to do 100 blat in an hour and 100 hours on a blat. Right? That's the same shenari Kivager. Avada, that's not, you know, if he did do that, Avada he did a couple. He was a great Eloi. You know, even just like through blat, I'm saying, so he spent an hour to a day and did a 70 blat, you know, like whatever. It was not his ikker, tzrus of Lehman and Avada, whatever pace on, I don't know, but you know, Avada, you have to have two types of star. What do you say? So, anyhow. So we asked Rabbi Ephraim about the Rav Moshe Shulchan Aruch of Yisrael. So he said, he got to told us that Rav Moshe had a plan. Rav Moshe had a plan that, like earlier on, he wanted to, like, spread. America then was like a midbar, a little bit. Yishkai was not much a midbar. It was Rav Moshe, it was Rav Aaron. They tried to build Klai Yisrael after the war and everything. So he had a plan to send a Talmud to be a Rav in every single state. That should be Torah in every single state. And he said he sent out, like, basically all 50 states. Like he said, Rav Moshe forced them out. Like, he didn't want to go. Forced them out to Memphis. He said he sent out the a rough to every single state. He said he's the only one who stayed. He said, everyone the last. Maybe there's one other, I can't remember. What? They went together to Memphis, they're brothers. They're brothers, yeah. He said, maybe there's one more worse state. So anyhow, he said, that Ben Gaya, there's Rav Moshe Shulchan Aruch of Yisrael. So we asked him, like, what story, you know, like, because they say one of the Rav Moshe's sons, Eid Chal Avakim, as they say. And they asked him, Rav Moshe's Banafesh Shavim Achimer. So he said, I'm not Banafesh. you could just see, by hearing the type of talking, you could imagine with this. Okay. But I'll go upon him. So he said that yeshiva was in terrible debt. RJJ was in extreme, extreme debt. It was the beginning of the yeshiva couldn't survive. I mean, Moshe has a whole bunch of, you look at the drash, Moshe has a whole bunch of pieces, how you're allowed to open a yeshiva on Kan Cheshvan. You can do a ruchnis on Kan Cheshvan, you have no idea how you're going to pay the bills. And by Gashmis, you can't do it like that. You can't spend something, you have no way of paying it back and borrow, like Rosh Hashanah. He brings raya, that when it comes to, you know, ruchnis, you can do things on Kan Cheshvan and you'll get Siyat HaShemayah. He says, anyhow, he said yeshiva was in debt, Shein Kamayu, and he got really bad that he had to have the Talmidim and yeshiva, like, go ahead and try to help him collect money. He says, even through all that, all the Doichi Anias, they still were Machmi yeshiva only to have Chav Yisrael, which cost a lot of money in those days, because there wasn't so much Chav Yisrael, as we are to get. And he made special collection to collect money for Chav Yisrael. That's what he said.
Who's
Yeshiva? Ramesh Yeshiva. This is Rabbi Chaim. What? What I say? No. So for that Moin Ami definitely was matter. There's nothing to talk about. Ramesh Yeshiva is definitely was matter. Like they say, his son ate, his son will definitely ate, right? But his son was a very chashvei yid, I mean. But
his son? Was
Rav David?
No,
he had Rav David or Ruven, or his two sons. Ruven's a Shiva, Rav David's a place to get married. You know what to do. So you want to know, are they... fine. Now, the reason to be chilek in Rav Moshe
What's the represent? What about the fines and the helmets?
The fines? So the reason Chalak and Maishah, there are four reasons why people don't like and why we're Maishah. The first and that's among this, that Eidus has a, that Yidiyah has a din of Eidus. That's one way to be Kuachan, it's a Chiddush, not so Muchach, you know, the Vakech, through Hasek and Vakech, through Shas, whether you know, that's true or it's not true. Second reason to not to be Samech on Ramesha maybe is because, like, is there really a Mersus or not? How much is there a Mersus of one gets caught? Ramesha is saying that we have idea. What's idea? They're not going to call time. Why not going to call time? Because they're scared. Why they're scared? Yeah, he's going to catch them. How do they get checked? Do they not get checked? There's not really a mercy, that's all. What we're saying is, it's kids. They say there's a mercy, there's a mercy.
Ramesh says they're
going
to get shut down.
Right, so the question is that really true? Yeah. So they won't want the truth is like, if you get caught, you only get $100 fine. Like, you know, it's a small fine. So it's $25 fine, was it?
$25 to $100.
$100, a small fine. He was off a weekend. That wasn't so much money. Well, they do it, it's not worth it. You get caught, you get a bad name, it's not worth it.
He says that after a bunch of times, you're going to get shut down.
Yeah,
you're
going to get shut down, they're not going to do it. So number one is, could be it's not good, you did a brewer. Two is, could be they're not really not so scared. There's a like the some safer in the world of some safer you can say that there's a light plug, and you know, there's you have to have Chol Yisrael. This is not Chol Yisrael. Once you weren't in the whatever Chazal asked, so let's say you saw seeing it. If you saw didn't see it, even though maybe Chazrain is wire, I know for sure 100%. That's not called Chol Yisrael, and therefore Half of Bikain, it's going to be Aser because Lamaisa, it's not called. It's now called Chol Yisrael, and therefore it's going to be us. So what's Lamaisa? So Lamaisa is that. What?
What's the fourth reason?
Oh, my stomach has a chiddush on the tshuva. She writes over there that in order to be considered Chol Yisrael, they wanted a Jew to be a shittuf in the actual pu'ula of doing it. Like, you have to have, like, the whole part is the Srachik Menachem, and therefore, you have to have a Jewish chiddush, like a part of it, therefore, Chizbuni is an idea. It's a chiddush, like, as far as. What did I say? If you saw sitting outside, so that's Misachis, that's whatever, that's Shittuf. You're part of, all these Srachim and Goyim, so we need you to do something. You have to, watching them, doing something, and that keeps separation from us, because... Akapanam, those are the
cranberries. Cranberries.
Yeah. Now, in Ramosh's world, that Mikkei Denis Mutta Ben Shi Machmer, it's only in a place where there is a Mirsis. In other words, you want to know if you have a stopover in Egypt. Can you take the milk? But they not. There's no mirsus. What's the issue? About, you know, there's no mirsus over there. About it's going to be also. You have to know just country by country. Is there yes a mirsus? Is there not a mirsus? And what the story is. It's not going to be a blank cat across the board. Moshe also has range in the Hemshech of the Tshuva. He writes that the small companies know mirsus because not really checking the. You know, you go to Costco, some small place has a little milk. And, you know, they're not really going checking them. Only checking really the big companies. Now a lot of times, small companies sell to big companies. Therefore, maybe we should have a problem besides a small company selling to a big company, and therefore it should be a problem because maybe a small company mix it in, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So Moshe has a fascinating chiddush. This is the whole chashash of the whole din of Chalav Akim is only when it goes from the goy to the Yisrael. That's when it gets the din of Chalav Akim. Therefore, Zekra Moshe, even though by a small company there was a chashash, and maybe there was a problem, but the big company does care. They don't want to get caught. So they're only buying from a small company, less, only if they know that there is no Chalav Tami inside of it. So therefore, when now that's by the big company, we know there is no Chalav Tami inside. So therefore, now when Yisrael buys it, it's going to be mutter. Because the whole Isser Chalav Akim is Chal, and Yid is buying it, so now it's Chalav Isser, that you're not allowed to take it. So even though originally, if Yid would have gone to the small company, we said you can't eat it, because maybe there's Chalav Tami over here. Once the big company took it, now we have the idea there's no Chalav Tami, therefore Moshe says it's going to be mutter, because he took away the Chashash, and this is only Chal later on, and therefore it's going to be mutter.
Is that a reason? Also, like,
Listen.
That
Yeah, they also could be debating that svar. You know, there's another reason is maybe that's also chesh. Maybe small farms get to the big farms, and also so kids are. What comes out basically is, you know, definitely, you know, my shells about never should be machmir, make it then it's mutter. So the world when it was hard to get chalav hakum, I know many people were makel. When it's difficult, you know, now that's very easy. So many people are machmir. It's not such a difficult thing to do. It's all over the place. And Rav Moshe says mitarayla achmir. Whereas if you go to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you go and if you be alive, you're asking right now, should you be machmir? I'll say, well, I said mitarayla achmir, and it's all over the place. And like, what's your issue? You know, Elamai, you saying you're giving up? What was it? The Reese's peanut butter cups? That was the issue. Like, or whatever. You know. But the Haken guys are giving up. The Haken is supposed to be good, no? They don't know. What? They don't exist anymore?
You said Haken.
Huh? You know you get? Your family's know you get or not? Start with that. You know you're not doing so then you should. It's not so posh to be Michael. Maybe you have some safe us. You have to know. Very not posh. You know, if you take it on, if you decide to take it on after learning the circuit, if you decide to take it on Pitor Kumra. You should not take it on inconvenience people if your Michael till now, now you learn the circuit, which is Mitarayla Achmer, and you decide you want to be Machmer. I would say, number one, it is Mitarayla Achmer. It is the correct thing, but you should take on Pitor Kumra. Don't inconvenience your parents and in-laws when you go back home to make them, you know, turn everything over and drive them so crazy. You know, you don't have to take the milk, but like, don't, you know, I wouldn't I wouldn't make a rash about it, and it should be b'tor chumra. You should make it.
If you're at your in-laws' house, you can eat cops down.
I said, if you brush, did I say?
Everybody in-laws a lot of years.
I said, If you take it off your family minig was to eat it, you should. It's minaroi to be machmer. There's the yeshma listener. We have a pre-chadash. You had all chesner ramaisha. Even there's the minaroi lahachmer. I would say you should come with beli neder b'tor chumra. In this case of shasat tzarech, for example, you're going to your in-laws' house and this is what they have. You don't have to make them whatever. You know, for breakfast, you know, she eats cereal or she take bread. I would say you should take bread, not take cereal or milk. But, you know, when they serve lunch and, you know, if it's an inconvenience to them and it's hard for them, so, you know, I would not make a rash.
And what about vacation?
About it. What you
say? Maybe you're in the middle of the boondocks.
Say? Why am I the boondocks?
So you could bring the challah cell milk to the house.
That's another time, what?
You could go buy a challah cell milk and bring it to the house.
Yeah, you could do it. Right there, it's not difficult. If you're not... That's not good. It's two side types of... Yeah, two types of in-laws. May have one, two types of in-laws. But like, there's one type... No! There's some which are okay and like, whatever. So they... You know, they respect that you have different standards and they'll be okay with it and it's fine. Then a value you should, you know, and healthy people, that's the way they should act and that's how they should treat. But if they have an element of unhealthiness to them, or difficult, one to two, saying, and therefore, you know, they're going to get all like, oh, whatever, so then invite her. So,
Israel comes from Yummy.
That's not right. So you know, weiter. It's definitely a. It's they're weiter. So they're being unhealthy, beseder. But you have to deal with the facts on the ground. You know. So in terms of kelim, just
what about if you're on vacation in the middle of the boondocks?
Weiter. If you're being, if you grew up like Nachum, no.
If you grew up not like Nachum.
Like Nachum. If you grew up. Let's say like me. I don't know, whatever. Me and Shua,
like us,
right? Yeah.
Like us,
yeah. We were not. Anyhow. So if you take it on Pitor Chumra, so then right there, you don't have to decide how bad you want to take it on. That's all. Right there. If you're in like Egypt, so then obviously you can't have it because
in Alabama.
If you're in Alabama, so then tell you if you how much you want to machmer. Now I'm going to be machmer as I fight.
Right,
right. You take it, what?
Right, your kids.
In terms of what? Why?
It's a
different thing. It's a
different
thing. We'll get to that.
It's a kind of
shadow. It's a kind of I'm saying.
What?
What?
I just need to get on the parents' house.
No,
it happens. People buy the kids. B'nai the kids. So the Etzen Ramah says that. Just what time is it?
12:10.
What time is it? The Ramah says that that's a. Kalim says that's a. Chalosh Akam is Saras Kalim. It's a Saras Kalim. She's Smashim Kesharaser. It's Kesher Kesharaser. Abi Shain Rak Safek Shain Mirim Bo Davatame. It's a Davatame. Chayin Gvinasam. It's Gvinasam. It asks the Kalim, like other Isser. And as Batsam, be Soid, technically straight up, there should be no Chilak between the Kalim and the actual thing. The Kalim is going to be us. And as this time, like some people say, oh, the Kalim is like more Makel. You find that sometimes that attitude, like in Ashkacha, is, let's say you're going to a place and you're going to like a chasna, and the place is a place you only dasha. And they just come in and they use the kalim, even though maybe the food is kosher, but if they're using kalim, which are not good, so then that's the issue. You're eating the blias of whatever that hechsher is, and that could be problematic. So the question is, how anti you are that hechsher? The question is, how anti-rive doesn't help for, let's say, by basal chalav and treifus. So it depends how anti-rive the extra. If you hold the extra, that seems okay. You like to be machmir, like, you know, let's say you're Mizrahi, and it's like a badatz place. You don't eat badatz. You don't eat badatz. Like, those fanatics, like, it can't be. Like, my aunt, she doesn't eat badatz. Like, okay? So whatever, you won't have to cash from that, right? I mean, okay. But no, so if you hold it, if you hold batsam, you hold the hechsher, just like Bator Khmer, you like to understand, you only eat that shares, whatever. So you don't, so then maybe it's mucky muck make all came. So but if you hold something batsam is like a real shrap, then that batsam the can
we not be
if it's any binyam. Okay, yeah, so yeah, give yourself in the bottom. Now, but he says, Chol Ba'akim asks the Kalim. That's the Ramah Paskins. It's also Kesharis, Api Shani Rak, Suffolk, you know, it's only a Suffolk, so maybe you shouldn't ask the Kalim. Kamash Malan, that it answers the. It asks the Kalim. Asks the Kalim.
We're talking about
it right now. Ramah says it's going to be Osir, you need Shishim, and therefore it's going to be Osir. So there is a plan to say along the lines, main there, that there is one side that you only Shishim need right. Not like Dharma. There's a side like that. You only Shishim, you only need right, not like Dharma. So many dealings with Chol Ba'akim, which maybe they could then maybe his mutter. It's min haray la'achmir. Make it his mutter min haray to be machmir. So then, let's say vayil on the kalim. We have a tzad, maybe it's mutter b'ray. And maybe, let's go through it. We have pichadus. Make it right. There's pichadus. Probably shalim, we'll say mutter. Then just go through pichadus. Then even if you don't like pichadus, we have the whole chesh ramaisha. Elamai min haray la'achmir, we're saying. If you're in that camp. So then, I'd say, right, to go also on the Kalim. Also, maybe there's a small tzad, it's part of a roi, whether I meant it, didn't mean it. A small tzad like that, so I'd say, right, maybe you can even make it. The OU says, like a Demi Cheshman, they use Chalav Akam plant, let's say, to use something, and they're not going to write anything on it. Yeah, if it's any binyomi. They're not going to use a Chalav Akam, let's say, to make Chalav Yisrael. They're not going to cash it. No, not the. Any binyomi, they're going to cash it. Elamai, what are you going to say? What's this over here? That they're using Kalim, which. Let's say I'm a Chassid Shia, I go through some Seifu all the way. I hold this as my Masmachos Asuris, this is Shrevis. So basically, what you're doing is you're taking pig kalim and cooking me kosher food. That's what you're doing, which is a terrible thing to do. Narvas, they say, it's any ben yomai. So halacha is by any ben yomai, the halacha is any ben yomai does not answer the food. Why? Because it's a nice time of kam. If you have food cooked in a pot after 24 hours, it's not going to answer the food because the bleeds which come out are bad. Narvas, because Zal said he not only used the Kalim, which is Ben Yoimei, a Gzera, you can't come to use a Ben Yoimei, which is going to be also not going to answer anything. Zuck to OU, who's that Isser on? Who's that Isser on?
You, Baba.
Who's that Isser on?
Not the person.
Not the person buying it. Not the person buying it. What? It's either on the owner doing it, or maybe the Rav HaMachshir. There's all shadow on the Rav HaMachshir. Whether Rav Moshe is on the Rav HaMachshir, we could call it. He's causing such a thing to happen. So he said, we go like Rav Moshe. Elamai, the consumer, doesn't want to go like Rav Moshe, but there's nothing wrong because it's anybody knew anybody. Elamai, this is exactly the Chinas to do it. That's on us. That's on the Rav HaMachshir. That's on the Balabas. So being what? And therefore, it's not the consumer's issue, and therefore, we do not have to go ahead and kasha the kelim because it's any ben yoimai. This batsam, just say if I remember correctly, like this batsam. Even on, let's say a geisha owns it, right? Let's say it's a geisha own thing, and then one day they have called akum. Next day they come in when we call chavisa, right? So they're not kashering. So you can ask a different question: is anything wrong bechalal? Who's making the milk? The guy making the milk. And there's no Isser of any ben yomai to ben yomai when the guy makes the milk. It's only on the Jew. Like I said before, who's Isser on using a kelim ben yomai? The Jew shouldn't cook it, can maybe use any ben yomai. Here are the guys doing it. So what should be problem b'chalal? Hello, Moshe Feinstein came along and said, it's mechura davar to give a hechsher to something which, b'atzim, if he saw it do it, it'd be not the correct thing to do. It's mechura davar, it's not the correct thing to do. So they say, But over here, where you have what we say on the Betzim's Chalakam, and we can be similar on that. That's our policy. That's not the way of America. So therefore, they don't have a problem giving on any ben yomai, not kosher. I'm not familiar with the facts on the ground to comment on that. I'm not familiar. I don't finish.